This is Bill Martin of the State Historical Society staff, and I am interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Isaac Berlin in the Jewish Home for the Aged in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Tuesday, February 20th, 1962. Now, I was wondering, are you...
Could you close this for a little while?
Shall I close this down?
Yeah.
Just go right ahead and we'll go through this. And I see that you were born 1880, what was it, six? Is that correct?
1873. It is a mistake here.
Yeah, 73. And
1873 I'm born.
In Russia. Yes. And you came to the United States in 1906?
1906.
Yes.
With my family, my wife, Paul, and a kid 3.5 years old by the name Penn. Mm-hmm. Well, the rest of them, Sophia, Jack, and Danny was born here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Don't let me disturb you. I just want to check that we're getting the proper volume. Then maybe if we go through the scrapbook, we can discuss some of the things that...
Well, I don't know, as you wish. I don't know what you want. Is it something to talk about?
It will bring up the important events in your life, I believe. Okay. And we can. You would just like to discuss them from there, or anything else that you think of from that point, which reflects on the Madison Jewish community, or your own life.
Well, in Milwaukee, all my life, I just, as I said, I was in the Jewish organization, Zionist organization, and some other things, you know. In the young days, I wasn't able to do anything because I was family man, and I have to give all my time, you know, to bring your family. And I suppose that takes away time and money. And that's why I never went to school here. My wife went to school.
In this country?
My wife went to school. I think she has here her certificate. Mm-hmm. Here. Oh, why are we talking about? Here is my wife's certificate.
Milwaukee.
Uh-huh. She went to school. I gave her time. I gave her time to go to school and to be educated in order to bring up the children as should, as America wants to have.
We have a doctor, a lawyer, and two teachers, four children.
Very good.
One is a doctor, one is a lawyer, and the rest of the girls are supervisors of music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine her musical background comes from you?
Yeah.
A little bit. Of course, I never used it.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed you played the violin.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can... go at this somewhat chronologically. It says in there that you were told to leave Russia within 24 hours. Did I?
No.
I'm sorry.
I left after the pogroms, if you know that word, that mm-hmm. expression, pogroms. You know what it means?
Yes.
It was in Odessa. We lived in Odessa. Odessa is on the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Yeah. It's
at 1905, it was the Potemkin, the boat, the ship by name Potemkin, which was a military ship, and the soldiers started to make a revolution there. They took that ship in their hands. And they was out of proviant, that means they was out of supplies. whatever they need. So they came down to Odessa. All the soldiers of that boat, the sailors, we'll say, they come to Odessa. They want to have the city should give them things what they need to go on. Mm-hmm. That means they war against the Tsar. You know? So when they come, in they made a arrangement to come down in the city and to see the city mayor. And the city mayor should give him the provianto they need. It means the things what they need to go on, and they didn't want it. Oh.
That's all right, you can take
our fine, am I interrupting? Yeah.
But they shouldn't serve us lunch.
What?
They shouldn't serve us lunch before we're going to get through with that drink.
About what time are we?
Oh, well, if I'm interrupting, I imagine another half hour.
5 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure that we would be able to finish in that time.
I'm very sorry, I didn't
know. No, that's
fine. Okay, then I'll hold the tray up for you until you're ready.
Thank you.
And so they did get the supplies in Odessa?
And they did get. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't get away. They couldn't get away from Odessa because the Tsar sent and they just surround them, and they came out right there by the city of Odessa, on the sea, they came out there. And after that, you know, here I said to my wife,
"You think me what happened
that time?" Well, no, it is a 1905, I think. Wasn't born yet.
No. Yeah. Wasn't born for some time.
So that makes me to leave Russia and go away. Mm-hmm. After that, of course, they have all kind of bad times over there. I try to send out shishkats for brother, and he refused. He didn't want to come to America. You know? He wasn't smart enough to come to America.
Then, where did you land when you reached the United States?
We landed, I think, in New Jersey or Philadelphia.
I see.
I couldn't tell you exactly. I remember just the name of the ship. I remember the date I came to the United States. It was the 11th of May. The boat was Red Star Line. And the company was the Western Company or something like that. This is what I remember. Mm-hmm. Then we landed and they had the community we used to take care on those travelers, those who used to come to America, you'll say, the greenhorns, plain talk. They used to take care of them, so take us in, take us off from the boat, and take care of us just as on babies, took care of us. And we stayed there a little while and sent us to Milwaukee.
And they sent you to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I see. And
I didn't pay anything in my first time. Various, those societies take care to send out people to New York.
And then, did they have employment for you here?
You mean work?
Yes, did they have work for you already?
Well, when I came down here, I went to the factory. I work here by Gader and Peschke. Factory, they have making all kind of aluminum ware. Mm-hmm. I worked there. Mm-hmm. Well, I worked there maybe for a year or so. And then I started on my own. I start to paint on my own. And so I paint, and little by little, you know, the spending, saving, and so family brought up little by little. More the family come up, more we need, the more it came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Did you peddle just in Milwaukee? Did you go throughout the
fruit.
State?
Yeah.
Fruit.
Fruit.
Just in Milwaukee, didn't go out the state.
Uh-huh.
Fruit. And then I had my own store. Then I put a little base here, still, here on Bleed Street. And so I bring up my family here.
So little by little, we are not like now the people, they spend whatever they're making, they spend more, and I used to save penny by penny every time I used to save. And that's what we could educate our children when we send them to school.
Well, you know, when I came here, I came with a different feeling. You know, I should go. I was already about 33 years old when I left Russia. And being in Russia, you know, I didn't have the right to live in that place where I was born. Can you imagine that?
No,
my older brother. My older brother, he is already dead, in Russia, of course, he went to military for 3 years and 8 months. He was born in the same village that I was born, all the family mine was born there. When he come back from military, they didn't allow him to live in that village because he is a Jew.
Hard to imagine. Then, you say you were usually pretty busy to participate in the Zionist organization. I'm not sure I have this picture clear.
Well, talking about this, you know, I am a Zionist member, I think, since there are pupils I never used it. Since here's written, I think, 1914, 13 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, had there been a Zionist organization in Russia when you were there?
No.
You just became interested
just in the United States.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, this was established in 1898. With the purpose to settle Jews, to colonize them in Palestine. That was the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I have just soon the sheriffs came in. They are organized there, but since the sheriffs came in, they sent them all over to the world, to the Jews, they should buy them. And with that money, they settled down there. Who wants to go out to settle there? So that's what purpose. But when me and my wife, when we, 1944, when I gave up my business on account of arthritis, I couldn't work no more, then we went out to live in Hot Springs. Of course, this was in 1945. When all my children was married, we were just a couple. So we gave up here, Milwaukee, on account of arthritis, and we went to Hot Springs. And we live in Hot Springs since that time, we lived there. And while being there, we were active in that organization. In fact, that we was active there is
now 1954.
And it's happened.
Date of the certificate.
1958, 59, when my wife got sick. I couldn't stay there anymore. So I went to St. Louis. I have there my son, a doctor. She was there in hospital for a little while. And then we decided to take her home. So we came back home here. And we settled here in the old home. And when they find out there in Hot Springs that we are settled here, so they...
Mm-hmm. Now, both of these certificates are from
Zionist
organizations in Hot Springs, is it?
In Hot Springs.
Virginia,
and
Georgia.
From the president, the man on whose name the Zionist district is. The name, I think, I know, this is not. Here it is, the name. You can see the man sent me a letter, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they find out we are here.
Uh-huh. From Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Then, was there quite a reaction within this Zionist organization in the 1930s when Hitler came to power and...
In 1930, no.
Well, then after Hitler began his purges in this...
The Zionist organization started to work way back years. Mm-hmm. They used to come to collect, you know, how it is, Jews and so on. And it was a time that they neglected a little bit, not to come, and we didn't pay enough. We didn't pay them, you know. And so went slowly, very slow. But later on, they started to wake up a little more. So we started to be more active.
Mm-hmm. And was there a particular date when the activity picked up?
No, not here. I used to come to Zionist meetings, but it's way back.
Mm-hmm.
I can say maybe in 1945 or something, continuing a little by little.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall who some of the leaders of the organization were at
that
time?
In that time it was, it's a very long time back. I can't remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Goldmeier Zionist group, is this the one in Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, I'm 56 years.
This is the one that you were in.
I live in Milwaukee already, 56 mm-hmm. years. While we were in Hot Springs, I visit every summer. Every summer I used to come here to Milwaukee with my wife, stay a couple of months, and go back.
Mm-hmm. Were you?
Yeah, I remember.
You shouldn't go. It's not good. Wherever you shouldn't go, it's not good.
Oh?
I remember the name. The name was in that time, he was the big leader here in Milwaukee. It was Sefra, by the name Sefra. I don't know his first name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the big leader here, the Zionist organization. I think he was the president for mm-hmm. a long time. Yeah.
Was he an effective leader of the organization?
Yeah, in that time. Yeah.
Very good at selling
him,
these.
For him, I have these. I bought it when he was president.
Uh-huh.
I bought a share, you know, to send it out to him, and he disposed it, who wanted to buy it. So I was one of them. Of course, they have after some other organizations, but I don't know if that's interested here. Here, here is the sound of Nevrit. This is my son.
Very nice.
And this
look.
Is a friend, you know. Uh-huh. Father and son. Well, this is different things already. This, we were very active there in the Jewish community in Hot Springs. Very much. This, I wrote articles in the Jewish papers. They established there a little synagogue, you know. We took quite a bit active for there, me and my wife. And that was through that Zionist. He was a big leader in Hot Springs, and they built up the community. So I just wrote a couple articles, Jewish papers. I don't know if that will be necessary.
No, what particular Jewish paper is this that you wrote the articles for?
The Jewish papers, it is right here, I read. This is the Jewish paper, but I'm reading for quite a bit. This is another.
The Day Jewish Journal, and this is the paper that you wrote the articles for, too.
Yeah.
Do you make any comparisons between the religious life in Milwaukee and in Hot Springs, Arkansas, or is this possible?
In which way you mean?
The Jewish religious life.
No, as Orthodox, I belong to the Orthodox. Here is Orthodox. There are Reforms here in Milwaukee. My boy belongs to the Reforms in Milwaukee. My daughter, I think, belongs to the Reforms, but I'm an Orthodox. It's a little bit different, you know. But I stick my way, let them stick their way. I'm not against whatever they do.
Did it go from Orthodox to Reformed while you were living in
Why not? Sure.
In Milwaukee?
We were in Hot Springs were very much together. Yeah. Well, talking about little history, I think I haven't gotten that. I haven't got it. Not here. My younger daughter, Sophia, she's a teacher here in Milwaukee. She made history when she was going to normal school. She had two diplomas and one semester. Yeah.
Both from the school?
Yeah, in school she had, in one semester. She took two diplomas. I don't know how it was happened, but she made it. After that, of course, she went and had her master's degree of music in Chicago. Northwestern, I think, Chicago, Northwestern University.
Yes.
She had her master's degree in music. Well, now she's here in Milwaukee quite a bit of time. Plays here in the symphony orchestra always. If you have here a symphony orchestra.
Did you yourself continue playing the violin when you got here?
No. I left Russia. I just took my violin, and I think my daughter still got it. Of course, she has a better one than I had. And no, I don't. I don't continue. But I want my children to know music, so I gave her whatever is possible.
She's on television. My daughter's on television every week. Every Thursday. So.
How old is it? I don't know, I think Claudia, like the last...
And that's carried on one of the Milwaukee channels.
She's very educated, she's very popular in Milwaukee. We are very educated children, one after another. A doctor, a lawyer, and two supervisors of music.
Well,
in Cleveland is a very, very educated girl.
This is to give thanks to the United States, you know. My children, I wasn't a money maker as some of them. I wasn't able to make money. But I was able to do whatever is possible for the children. Everything I gave him to be educated. And so I have the older daughter in Cleveland. And she has a son. And he was to school, of course, he was very good at school all around. Now he is in Boston, pay to the United States the 2 years. Military.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter writes me a letter that Melvin, her son, is in Boston in the military. But they gave him permission to be out of the military and rent an apartment for himself and do the search work, whatever he did in the school. So he is in military and in peace and is out of school, private, Catholic private, and on account of his work, I don't know what he is working. Mm-hmm. Must be a big boy.
That's why we look to new age.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
He's very, very bright, such a smart.
Well, they gave him that, you know, gave him that permission. It must be something. Must be something he is looking for to establish or whatever it is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I have it.
Talk about the children, one is higher than the other one. But we are nothing, we are...
No, ma.
I can't say everything.
That. Everything, we are here.
Were your,
taking good care. Mm-hmm.
Were your children educated in the public schools in Milwaukee or?
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
All the public school, high schools in Milwaukee. But when it comes to the universities, my boy
was... Ma'am. Well, you got company, excuse me.
My the lawyer, the oldest president in here in Marquette University,
mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee. And the my daughter, while she was in Cleveland, she was there going to school. You took a course, the university, 2 years course. They like to be educated. Well, the younger boy, my is in St. Louis, he is a doctor, but he works out very nice himself. Took radiology, changed it. Now he is quite a bit busy. He has two offices of his own.
There's two hospitals he has in Faraday. Where is he?
What?
Harry.
Oh, my son's wife, she is an artist. She's here teaching in school, here in
high school. No, I'm talking about Harry, not for Jack.
But Harry?
They all wanted either of us. They are too high for us.
Oh, well, I don't think you have that problem. No.
But they are proud of us. Where are we? They're all proud of us.
Well, actually, it's quite so. Has Milwaukee grown quite a bit from 1906
to... Yeah, but this time I can walk. I have to go with a wheelchair. But my daughter took us for a ride and he was driving around. I couldn't recognize Milwaukee at all.
Uh-huh.
So different, everything. Grow up, grow up.
Yeah, like
Big change. You are
Milwaukee? No. From Madison.
I'm from Madison, yes. And not too familiar with the growth of Milwaukee. But what streets were they? Do you remember what streets were the boundary when you came here in 1906?
What streets and what?
How far out did Milwaukee go in terms of streets?
Oh. If to say the 50, we had the 50th street. In that time it wasn't the 50th street, it was maybe the numbers, but it wasn't houses in that time. Oh, Milwaukee grew up for the last 15 years when I am out. When I am 15 years out of Milwaukee, of course we used to visit Milwaukee. When I come down, I can't recognize what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Milwaukee grows up pretty quick too.
And the
whole
people have no home,
have
to stay.
Well, no, don't say that. This is a home. This is our home. This is our home. We are satisfied here. It's very nice. Take good care. Mm-hmm. And what else we need? Old people like us. If I should consider my age, I'm 88, 89 going. So, What I could wish? I would wish you should be a little stronger.
If I would be stronger, I would be more active here, like I was active in the other organizations. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel so lonesome, I wouldn't feel so blah. This day I feel like I'm all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm too weak.
No, we have no complaint. Now when we are here, now we are here.
Too big and that's not the problem. I can't walk.
Yes, that's the way it goes.
Do they have quite a few activities here that...
Well, they have. They just today they have a... Every month they have a birthday.
Birthday
they
party.
Have a party every month, birthday. I was born in December. They had a party in December. They have about 15 or 20 then.
They pick together the birthdays and the people.
Every month has a party because there are
they're
old people
one
all
party
time.
For all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much for letting me take down some of your reminiscences.
Okay,
I'm sure.